yet another edition of Pro Wrestling Cast, the weekly webcast and podcast for wrestling fans, news and commentary. My name is Al John Go, and this is another audio podcast that we're going to be putting on YouTube. I'm on the road and Steven is busy, but we wanted to make sure we get in our picks for WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view that happens on Sunday, June 19th, 2016. So we're going to talk about that before we get into a couple of the headlines. So we're not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about them. We'll simply say that there's been a few wrestling headlines to take place over the course of the past couple days that are very, very interesting, as well as our picks. So we'll talk about that momentarily. Don't forget to check out ProWrestlingCast.com for a wide list. We've got a bunch of archive shows. Our links to all of our shops are there as well, and I do apologize for my voice because I've been talking a lot on the road. But be sure to check out our Amazon links. You can shop and support our show there at ProWrestlingCast.com by clicking our Amazon banner. There's also banners for HighSpots.com, WWE Shop, and WWE Network, as well as T-Blocks, where you can get geekly gear and tees delivered to your door every single month for $9.99, a great service that I subscribe to, and you should too. So check it all out there at ProWrestlingCast.com. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our show on YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio, and all great podcatchers out there. And once again, thank you so much to our friends at the Weeby Geeks Podcast Network for hosting the audio version of this program. And now, on with the show.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
It's Pro Wrestling Cast.
Shut up! My time has come, and that's the bottom line!
With your hosts, Al John and Steven.
I've been the best ever since day one, when I walked into this company.
It's Pro Wrestling Cast, for a weekly look into the world of professional wrestling.
I'm gonna reach out right now! I want you at home to know my hand is touching your hand!
Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast, and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast.
I always try to do what's best for business.
Have a question or just want to comment? Leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792.
Or how about a Y2J telling you to shut the hell up?
And now, Pro Wrestling Cast.
Wrestling fans, to yet another edition of Pro Wrestling Cast. My name is Al John Go, lifelong wrestling fan and broadcaster, and Stephen Anthony will be joining me momentarily with his picks for WWE Money in the Bank, taking place on Sunday, June 19th of 2016. A couple wrestling headlines.
This week in wrestling news.
At the top of the news headlines, This just in. Jerry Lawler, known to fans as, of course, Jerry the King Lawler, was arrested in Tennessee on Friday following an incident with his girlfriend. And this is according to The Wrap, posted on MSN.com. Lawler and his girlfriend, Laura McBride, were both taken into custody on charges of domestic assault, a misdemeanor, with each claiming the other had assaulted them. WWE came down swiftly on Lawler and suspended him indefinitely while an investigation is underway, according to their official website. Quote, WWE has zero tolerance for matters involving domestic violence, and per our policy, Jerry Lawler has been suspended indefinitely following his arrest. End quote. Lawler has been with the WWE since 1992, both as a color commentator and occasional wrestler. Prior to that, he established himself as a major draw in Memphis, where he was dubbed the King of Wrestling, inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2007. While Lawler is known to abstain from drinking and drugs, Unlike many other wrestlers of his era, he had bad run-ins with the law in the past. In 1993, Lawler had been arrested for a statutory rape, but the charges were later dropped. He also tore up a ticket given to him by a Tennessee police officer and threw it back in the officer's face in 1999. There's a lot of rumors going around about Goldberg and his possible return to WWE. He was recently listed in a fan council survey with upcoming DVDs that fans may want to see, including a DVD about Stephanie McMahon, Hardy's Boys compilation match, Kevin Owens, The Best of 1997, Shane McMahon's biography, Roman Reigns, A Cruiserweight Championship 20 Years Later, The Rise of NXT and OVW, The Masters of the Mic, and of course Goldberg, who's next, and the recent addition to Goldberg being announced with the WWE video game 2K17. It is possible that this might happen. There was a recent release of the WWE 2K17 video game commercial teasing Goldberg, as he is being starred and featured in that game, apparently, with three other members being announced recently there at E3, the Video Games Expo that's happening this week. We have John Cena, Ultimate Warrior, and Sasha Banks being featured in the brand new video game. More wrestlers to be announced in upcoming weeks, and that should be very good. And of course, you can get all the details on that there by following WWE 2K17. Now it's time for our Money in the Bank picks. I will now turn it over to Mr. Stephen Anthony with his picks for the pay-per-view.
Okay, Pro Wrestling Castites, we're going to go over the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. Now, I'm hearing rumors that we're going to see more and more pay-per-views from WWE coming up, possibly two a month, one for SmackDown, one for Raw. And I just wanted to say on a quick note that that makes me want to hang myself, much like Ryback already has. The first match we have up happens to be Dolph Ziggler against Baron Corbin. Now, I've actually never seen this match before. That's a lie. They keep having the match. I'm assuming it's going to be a pre-show match. I don't really care about it. I felt like, you know, Baron Corbin went over strong enough in the last pay-per-view. If I really thought about it, they're probably doing this to give a rubber match to Corbin to win, to thoroughly bury Ziggler as the jobbler he is. Corbin is fine in his role. It'll be really interesting to see what they can do with him once they do the brand split, because I think at that point he'll really have to put up or shut up with his ability. Again, I think he has bad hair, but he does have a pretty face, and that does help you a little bit with Vince McMahon. Next matchup, Apollo Crews versus Sheamus. Another match I couldn't care about. Another dream WWE versus NXT match. It's like 2009 or 2011 WWE versus 2015 NXT. Because who cares? You know, Apollo really could be something special. I just don't think he has the mic skills to pull it off. Sheamus, on the other hand, has a look, has the mic skills, has the wrestling ability, has the right friends. He's won the title multiple times. And you know what? They might give him another shove if you really think about it when they do the split, because he has been an effective heel, something sorely lacking for them. That being said, I probably would put Apollo over in this match, but I wouldn't be too terribly surprised to see my man Sheamus kick him in the face and go over. Next matchup, Charlotte and Dana Brooke, who I refer to regularly as Alexa Bliss, take on Becky Lynch and Natalya, who I refer to regularly as Natalie. this is another match that probably has been lingering about for a bit. I can't tell you I'm very interested in this. They've really lost a lot of hope for Becky to me. They just don't give her anything. She seems to almost be put into silly situations, and this is another one of them. You know, Becky Lynch could be the world champion with sex appeal and the whole nine yards, even if her new hair is bad. I just don't see Dana Brooke able to do anything. I know a lot of guys think she's really hot. I don't really give a shit about things like that when I watch wrestling. And my girl Charlotte, you know, we'll just have to see if she can pull something out. But this would be her 12th straight pay-per-view, so that's great for her. That's one solid year. That being said, I don't see this being a particularly good match, so we'll just have to see what they come up with. But I do predict Charlotte and her heel girlfriend to go over. The real question about Rusev taking on Titus O'Neil is, what is the relationship of Titus O'Neil with the office now? We obviously have seen the footage, the Zapruder film level footage of Titus and Vince McMahon in their battle of the ages over and over again. And I don't know, but looking back and reflecting on Titus, he must have been some kind of jackass backstage, because Vince puts up with a lot of stuff. I mean, he'll literally even putting up with you murdering women. But once you act like a jackass too much, he seems to really get angry. Therefore, I see Rusev going over. I think Rusev is a really solid new wrestler, and it's a guy that the crowd hasn't quite given up on. You know, it's funny that they just went back in time 1 year and said, okay, Rusev, you're on top again with the U.S. title. Have some matches and be a big heel. But you know what? The petty bullshit matchup is what this should be called, because Rusev and Lana had to deal with the petty bullshit card that the writers, or should I say the management team, you know, kind of gave them for ruining their angle by getting married. And Titus O'Neil had to put up with the same sort of petty bullshit with his suspension. I think Rusev's going to go over in this match. I think they're going to make him look strong. To be honest, a great booker like a Bill Watts or an Eddie Graham, he would put over Titus. He would put over Titus with the title and have him defend it. That would be great booking. I hope they do that. But we're dealing with jackasses in the management as well. New Day takes on Enzo and Cass and the Vaudevillians and the Club. The Club, that's their name. They're not a good club. They're not a bad club. They're not a protected club. You got to put the Club over. You got to have the Club pin Enzo. New Day saves face. The Vaudevillians are going nowhere. They came out on Raw the other day, and they didn't play their music or their intro. They just showed them in the ring without the intro. When they show you in the ring without your intro, coming from a commercial break, you are D.O.A. They are done. What are they but an intro? All they are is a damn intro. I think the Club, they should work a match where New Day and the Club are having a feisty little feud. Enzo and Cass are the top baby faces. Cass looks strong. The Vaudevillians take some bumps. They play up the idea that Enzo gets a concussion early, and then that leads to the pin. The Club does their pretty cool-looking, brutal little finisher. The Doomsday Device, I believe they call it. That's just a joke. By the way, they have trademarked Legion of Doom. I don't know why WWE would have to trademark Legion of Doom. I thought they owned that. Anyway, that being said, I see the Club going over, holding up the championship belts. This match could be a sleeper, or it could be their standard 2 3/4 star tag match, which nearly every single pay-per-view has. I got to tell you, I've been running down the cards so far, and I'm not too interested in it. Okay. Here's our three main events, which are actually all very good sounding. Money in the Bank ladder match. Sami Zayn, Cesaro, Jericho, Ambrose, Owens, and Del Rio. The way I'm looking at this one is really simple. It's really simple. You have to go ahead and put one of these six guys over strong. You have to stop fucking around. And I think it has to be Kevin Owens. You could do it for Cesaro, you could do it for Zayn, but it makes oh so much sense for it to be Kevin Owens. Put Kevin Owens over strong. Have him with that damn briefcase, the top heel that you know is going to cash in and win the belt from John Cena or an AJ Styles or a Roman Reigns or a Seth Rollins. Give him the briefcase. He is the perfect guy for the briefcase prop. It is the perfect prop for him. He deserves the push. He has put in his time over 1 year. It's been 1 year now since he came on the main roster, beat John Cena in an absolutely fantastic 4.5-star match, and then jobbed in 2 straight matches, shooting him back down the card. It's been a year. All is not lost. The ratings are not his fault. Put him in the main event picture permanently. Give him the shove. Give him the stupid briefcase of doom. Next matchup, and I gotta tell you, I'm really fucking pumped for it, is AJ Styles and John Cena. This should be awesome. You know, I think booking logic says AJ Styles wins the SmackDown title and feuds with John Cena. If you're doing that, honestly, you can have AJ go ahead and lose this match. I know everyone will go bonkers if he does. But the fact of the matter is, if AJ wins this match, he's going to lose the next two. That's what happens with Mr. Cena. And if he loses the next two, he's not going to win the SmackDown title. And guys, we want him to win the SmackDown title, because then SmackDown will be awesome. It'll be like New Japan from 2014 to 15 light. It'll be great. It'll be a fun show. He could fight Shinsuke Nakamura for the SmackDown title on Tuesday live for 30 minutes. And I would literally, literally go into an orgasmic seizure of biblical proportions. I'm going to call this one 4 to 4.5 stars out the gate. They can't fuck this up. These guys always bring it. They're the two best big match wrestlers in the U.S. All right, our main event, Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Man, I got to tell you, you got to put the belt back on Rollins if you got any damn sense. If Roman Reigns retains clean as a sheet, I just don't know where you go from. I just don't know where you go from there. Roman Reigns just doesn't work with that damn belt. I don't know why they're doing this match so early. I think it's ridiculous to book this match this early, but that's what they're doing. So that's what we have. So, you know, they will have a great match. Seth Rollins is awesome. This is Seth Rollins' first match in months and months since that wacky knee injury he got against Kane at that house show. Be really interested to see him out there, see what he's doing, see how good he looks. I'm really interested to see how he looks. They should put it on, lay it on the line. Roman will get booed. Rollins gets cheered. You got to put Rollins over. You got to put Rollins over. I don't know how much more to say it. Have Triple H reappear, whatever you want to do. Have Rollins go over. Please, WWE, your ratings are below 3 million this week. Please do something. Please. Please. Looking at the pay-per-view as a whole, I'm not terribly interested, but you could definitely have three matches could be 4-star range. If you have 3 4-star matches, you have an awesome pay-per-view. That's my rule, dog. NXT almost had 3 the other day. They had 3.5, a 4, and a 4. Hey, that's as good as you can ask for 2 hours. So for a 3-hour show, you know, let's see if you can have 3 4-star matches. That's what it's all about. I hope they go in a good direction soon, because our ratings are floundering. We're coming up to the draft. They really do need fresh bodies, because this is probably the least interesting pay-per-view I've seen in a while. I think AJ versus Cena sounds really awesome, and I'm intrigued to see who wins Money in the Bank. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Now, here are my picks for Money in the Bank. Ziggler versus Corbin in the kickoff match. I'm thinking that it's going to be Baron Corbin who's going to go ahead and get the W over Dolph Ziggler in this feud. Who knows? you know. But I'm thinking that after what happened in the last couple matches, that it, you know, going back and forth, that Baron Corbin is going to pull out the W in this particular case, and he needs to pull out the win in a very distinct and definitive manner. So that is my my guess for that. Apollo Crews versus Sheamus, also in the kickoff show. I'm also thinking that you know, Crews is also going to go over as well, also very definitively. However, it might be interesting to see if Sheamus might pull off a victory in this case, but being the heel and being that the Ninja Turtles movie is out, you know, he might be nefarious in the way that he wins, so it might be a little bit of a toss-up, but I'm thinking that Apollo Crews might get the best of Sheamus in this particular case. The women's match, Natalya and Becky Lynch versus Charlotte and Dana Brooke. Tag team, very interesting in this particular case. It might make sense to Natalya to actually score the pinfall in this case, because it is a tag team match. There will probably be a little bit more possibilities there for another pay-per-view match for this ongoing feud before we see something with Sasha Banks heat up during SummerSlam. So this is probably not going to be the end in this particular feud, but it is going to be interesting because now it's a tag team match. We have the heels and the faces face off, and this may be an opportunity for Natalya to get the W over Charlotte. And who knows if Dana Brooke is going to remain at the side of the champ in this case. You know, I think there's some opportunities for some other stories to be told further Dana Brooke in this particular case. And let's see what kind of drama happens between the two of them, Charlotte and Dana Brooke. Rusev versus Titus O'Neil for the U.S. Championship. This is kind of interesting as well. I'm not really sure how that's going to work out, other than the fact that this is going to be an interesting feud moving into the WWE draft, trying to build up Titus along the way. Perhaps there may be some shenanigans with Lana in order for him to screw up, but I don't foresee Rusev losing the title. There may be some type of disqualification on Titus's part to kind of keep Titus strong and to have Rusev continue on with the title and continue this particular feud. This is Money in the Bank ladder match. This is going to be a very interesting match as well. The New Day could be a very interesting, have an interesting scenario in this particular ladder match, and I don't particularly think that the New Day is going to lose. but how are you going to, you know, how are you going to keep everybody looking strong? I think obviously the Club, Enzo and Cass are going to continue to be strong, and the Vaudevillains, well, you know, I don't know what to say about that in particular. So, but I do expect a lot of great high spots during this particular encounter, and I do suspect that New Day will continue on as the tag team champions all the way until the draft, and from there I don't know what's going to happen. The Money in the Bank, did I say Money in the Bank ladder match? For heaven's sake, it's just the Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Championship match. I'm losing my mind. But here we are now. Now, this is the Money in the Bank ladder match that everybody is going to love. I'm sure this is going to, you know, steal the show. Jericho, Ambrose, Zayn, Del Rio, Cesaro, and of course, everybody's favorite Canadian, Big KO, Kevin Owens. Well, I think they set up pretty much had set up the fact that Ambrose is going to win this to add a little bit more intrigue into the main event, you know, as they're trying to build up the whole Shield situation. Of course, once again, another great match, I'm certain. Then we're going to have AJ Styles, John Cena. I'm sure this is going to be the first in several electrifying matches, so to speak, in this particular case. You know, AJ's got to beat Cena and definitely try to move on and try to further establish himself as a dominant force in the WWE. I'm not really sure if he's going to do it clean, but he really should in this particular case because of the build and the promo that had happened along the way last week on Monday Night Raw. And now here we are. Reigns, Rollins, WWE Heavyweight Championship. If he is going to regain the gold on Rollins, it would be interesting to see if you know what's going to happen. I believe that he's going to continue to chase the title. I believe Reigns is going to retain. And maybe display some heelish characteristics along the way. And it's very interesting because they're still trying to push Roman Reigns as at least maybe a babyface tweener and Rollins on camera. Very interesting as a heel, however, they're showing packages of him that garner him with much sympathy because of his injury. So I don't, it's very bizarre what WWE is doing in order to tell the story. You know, which one's a good guy, which one's a bad guy. I think people are very confused. And I don't particularly like that type of storytelling. But I believe that Reigns will probably retain. And then Seth Rollins will probably continue to chase the title. And with Dean Ambrose with Money in the Bank, that leaves the possibility of you know, a lot of interesting storytelling along the way with the three former Shield mates in this particular case. So that is my thoughts on WWE's Money in the Bank. And once again, thank you to Stephen Anthony for being on the program. I do appreciate it. And I tell you, I think what we're going to do is instead of having your typical promo of the week that we do, I'm going to leave you with this. So this week's not-so-promo of the week is actually going to be a highlight clip from Maya and Marty. And you might know Maya Rudolph and Martin Short and their brand-new variety show, former Saturday Night Live alumni. And they did a hilarious skit featuring John Cena as he guest starred on the show as Hulk Hogan, doing the Gawker trial and kind of spoofing the fact that FX had such a big hit with their People versus O.J. Simpson trial. And you'll notice that, you know, they're bringing back, you know, certain characters from the 90s and things like that. And Eva Longoria, very hot, mind you, coming in, playing Rosie Perez, doing a great cameo in this particular case. So I'll leave you with John Cena doing his best Hulk Hogan, a very funny, funny skit. And I thought it was great. And Maya playing the casting director and Martin Short playing David Schwimmer from Friends. very funny. So check it out on behalf of Stephen Anthony. And you can find Stephen on Twitter at Dr. Deathmark, myself at Jedi Mouseketeer on Twitter, also at Aljon Rocks on Twitter. And don't forget to follow our show at P Wrestling Cast on Twitter, Pro Wrestling Cast on Facebook, and of course, like I said at the top of the show, ProWrestlingCast.com for all of our shopping links to Amazon, High Spots, T Blocks, and Magical Journeys Travel, where you can book your Disney, Universal, or any cruise with my wife Kristen there. Just go to our website once again at ProWrestlingCast.com and check it out. Like I said, I apologize about my voice. But anyway, we look forward to seeing Money in the Bank. And enjoy. And we will see you next week. Nick Bockwinkel in this episode. And as Stephen would say, Los and Governor Blaze for life. So we will see you all next time. Don't forget to tuck your head. Have a great week. See you next time.
How excited are we about the casting so far? The People versus O.J. Simpson was huge for us. But I think Hulk Hogan versus Gawker is going to be even bigger. Now, all we need is our Hulk. Can we bring in John Cena? John.
Suzanne.
Oh.
So nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me here.
Oh, my dear. Thank you so much for coming in to read the part of Hulk Hogan.
Oh, wait. Reed, I thought this was a screen test to get the makeup right and all. Who else is reading?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just down to you and one other actor, David Schwimmer. David!
Hey, everybody. Hey, guys.
Wait. Ross from Friends is reading for the Hulk.
Did you see him in People versus O.J.? His Robert Kardashian was a revelation.
It was?
David, can you give us a little taste of Kardashian?
Let me get into it. Juice! Juice! You gotta tell them, Juice! Please, Juice! This is your life, Juice!
I think that speaks for itself.
Thanks.
David, you can go back to makeup. So, John, you'll read first. This scene is a pivotal moment in your friendship with Bubba the Love Sponge. You're getting ready to bone Bubba the Love Sponge's wife while he secretly videotapes it.
Got it. Okay, who's doing Bubba?
You'll be reading with James Vanderbeek.
Yo, guys.
Does he look anything like Bubba the Love Sponge?
No, not at all. But he is from the 90s.
Awesome.
Rad. Cena, screen test, take one.
Brother, is that a camera on the ceiling, brother?
Nah, brother, that's a sprinkler system. Want you to be safe, brother, in case there's a fire.
Well, when you put it like that, dude, let me tell you something, Mean Gene. I got all the Hulkamaniacs around the world and the biggest arms on the planet. And Hulk Hogan is most certainly gonna bring the fire. Now, where's your lady friend?
Oh, can we bring in Rosie Perez?
Oh, finally! I've been waiting for like an hour. There's no water, no nothing. What's he doing here? He ain't from the 90s.
That is true, but all the actors from Blossom are in prison for tax fraud or huffing household cleaners. Just keep rolling.
All right. What's the matter with you, Hulkster? Afraid you can't handle me?
Let me tell you something, sister, brother. You're gonna feel the tender embrace of Hulkamania. I've been hanging and banging all week just to make sure you have Hulkasm after Hulkasm after Hulkasm after Hulkasm. Mark this day on your calendar, because tonight, in front of the sold-out privacy of this here bedroom, you will be reborn as a Hulkasexual. What you gonna do when the 24-inch pythons run wild on you?
So like that?
Yeah, that was very good. Is David ready?
He's really gonna...
Susanna, can I play with the script a little?
Of course, David. Who are we to tell the definitive Robert Kardashian how to play Hulk Hogan?
Swimmer nails it. Take one.
Wait. Nails it, the belt.
Look, Sponge. I don't know about this. I mean, you're my friend, Sponge, and you're Sponge's girlfriend.
What's the matter with you, Ross? I mean, Hulkster? You afraid you can't handle it?
What? Wait, Sponge, is that a camera? Oh my God.
Fantastic. Thank you, Rosie. Okay, great. Now, let's bring in Cuba Gooding.
What?
Oh,
Cuba Gooding's playing the Hulk?
No, no, he's playing O.J.
Hey, gang.
Why is O.J. in this?
He's in all our shows now. Plus, who doesn't want... I mean, let's be honest, who doesn't want more OJ? Give him some OJ, Cuba.
You want to make this a black thing? Well, I'm not black. I'm OJ.
Juice, juice!
Oh!
This is brilliant. John, we want to thank you for coming in, but I think we have our Hulk.
Are you kidding me? I was born to play Hulk.
You heard her. I'm the Hulk.
This is how the Hulk sounds, brother!
That's your Hulk. This is my Hulk. This is how Hulk feels.
Okay, you know what? That's it.
You are going to jail. Wait a minute.
Coming to FX, The People vs. John Cena, starring David Schwimmer as John Cena.
Thanks for checking out Pro Wrestling Cast. If you've got a question or comment, leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792. Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast, or email us at ProWrestlingCast@gmail.com.
It's still real to me, damn it!
The opinions and ideas presented in these podcasts are those of Pro Wrestling Cast and are for entertainment purposes.
You're awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Fuck, for saying what needed to be said.